Welcome to Nach Yomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp. As we studied the initial 31 chapters of the Book of Job, we saw how Eov was cast down from the enviable position of leadership in his community when he was blessed with a beautiful family and financial means to engage in philanthropy, only to become a pitiable wreck. Having lost his wealth and then his children, Eov is afflicted with agonizing boils and spiritual turmoil, and is racked by mental confusion, trying to make sense of it all. Three friends arrived from afar to comfort him, but have instead admonished Eov to seek forgiveness and plead for mercy, impugning him with some hidden sins that have offended God. Each of his friends offers explanations and recriminations in their unsuccessful attempts to justify the calamity that is torturing Eov's body and mind. And all of these are fervently spurned by Eov, who insists that neither his actions nor his thoughts warrant divine punishment. Throughout the cycles of debate, Eov is adamant that he is innocent and refuses to acknowledge to God or man that he has done anything that would justify his tragic suffering. Nonetheless, Eov continues to revere the Almighty and insists that he will cling to virtuous behavior, even if this will yield no reward. All along, Eov has implored God to hear him and show that he cares enough to explain why the innocent suffer and the wicked flourish. As all three friends are silenced, we discover in chapter 32 that a fourth man has been standing by, listening closely to the debates. Suddenly, this man, Elihu Ben Brachel Habuzi Mimishpachat Ram, appears, breaking the silence. Who is this man? Rashi and Ibn Ezra suggest that Elihu's lineage is significant. They rely on Medrash Rabbah in Bereshit and note that Buz was the son of Nachor, Avraham Avinu's brother, and Ram is an abbreviated form of Avram. The association with Avraham Avinu is recorded in Chazal's commentary to the chapter on Akedat Yitzchak, where once more a righteous man is tested, a man who dared to challenge God's justice, a man who spoke to God boldly. Chalila lecha, Hashofet kol ha'aretz lo ya'aseh mishpat. Avram warned that it would be a desecration of Hashem if hayaka tzadik karasha. Should there be no difference between the fate of the righteous and that of the wicked when God destroys Sdom and Amorah? And he tells God, can the judge of the entire universe not do justice? Ibn Ezra adds that he prefers to trace Elihu's maternal lineage to Ram, who was the father of Aminadav from the tribe of Yehuda, father of Nachshon, who, in a great act of faith, was the first to leap into Yamsuf before it split. Rashbam concurs and therefore concludes that Elihu was a Jew. Accordingly, we are to take his message very seriously. Seeing that Eov's friends have given up and refused to further engage in debate, Elihu can no longer maintain his equanimity. And we're told, Vayichar af Elihu ben Brachel Habuzi mimishpachat Ram, be'Eov, חרה פה על צדקו נפשו מאלוקים. ובשלושת רעב חרה פה, על אשר לא מצאו מענה, וירשיעו את איוב. Rashi explains that Elihu is angry that Eov claims, ostensibly, to be more righteous than God. And he is furious with the three friends. And Sforno explains that Elihu recognizes that they falsely implicated Eov when they could find no other answer, fully aware that Eov must be innocent. Rashi cites the Medrash that includes the phrase Vayarshiu et Iov as an example of Tikkun Sofrim, in which Anshei Knesset HaGdolah modified the original text before including this book in the Tanakh. They found the original text to be blasphemous, for it said Vayarshiu Din Shamayim, indicating that Elihu was appalled that the arguments offered by the pious friends in effect implicate the Almighty's decrees as capricious and merciless. Malbim explains that Elihu, whose insights will become apparent in his long speech spanning through chapter 37, has hitherto remained silent in deference to the age and scholarship of Eov's friends. Listening attentively to the preceding argumentation, Elihu concluded that the young have the advantage of thinking outside the box. Amarti, yamim yedaberu, verov shanim yodiu chokhma. Achen, ruach hi be'enosh. ונשמת שקי תביניהם. לא רבים יחכמו, וסקנים יבינו משפט. לכן אמרתי, שמעה לי, אחווה דאי אף אני. I thought that age should speak, and many years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man, the breath of the Almighty, that gives him understanding. It is not only the old who are wise, or the elderly who understand justice. Therefore I say, listen to me, I too will declare what I know. It has become clear to Elihu that truth is not determined by majority vote, and age and experience do not guarantee an increase in wisdom. Ralbag explains that the capacity to interpret sensory data and align it with logical theory is embedded in the human spirit, ruach enosh. The key factor needed to intuit the truth is the divine soul, the neshama, that the Almighty breathed into Adam. Inasmuch as an individual has attained a close relationship with Hashem, his soul can intuit the truth that is not always apparent to the physical senses. And so Elihu says in verses 11 and 12, Hen ochalti lidivrachem asin, ad tvunotechem, ad tachkerun milin, ve'adeichem et bonan, והנה אין לי איוב מוכיח, עונה אמריו מכם. After all, I waited for your words. I listened to your reasoning while you searched out what to say. Yes, I attended to you. And behold, there was none that convinced Job or that answered his words among you. Malbim adds that Elihu was endowed with divine insight and was aware of the prologue to this entire saga. He knew that the test to which Eov was subjected was intended to prove and display Eov's uncompromising love of God and of Chesed. Nonetheless, Elihu was upset that by insisting on his innocence, Eov implied that God may not be aware of the happenings on earth, or may not be able or willing to intervene on behalf of justice. If Eov was innocent before the calamity, it seems that the calamity itself may have warped his religious thinking. Similarly, Elihu was enraged that the friends could not reconcile what they saw and heard with their long-held beliefs, and consequently were willing to deny the truth that was evident to anyone's perceptions. And so, he admonishes the friends in verses 13 and 14. Pen tomru matzanu chokma al yidfenu lo ish velo arach elai milin ubeimrechem lo ashivenu. Beware lest you say, we have found wisdom. God may vanquish him, not man, for he has not directed his words against me. Neither will I answer him with your speeches. Nonetheless, as will become evident, Elihu will glean from the speeches made by Eov's friends and echo some of the truisms that they uttered. However, he will draw significantly different conclusions. Elihu is also not afraid to confront Eov with the truth, including the painful admission that man's reason cannot always grasp God's inscrutable ways. Elihu had kept silent until he could no longer tolerate the apparent self-deception committed by the friends and perhaps by Eov himself. And he says, Hine bitni kayain lo yifateach, keovot chadashim yibakea, adabra vayirvachli, eftach sfatai veene. For I am full of words, and the spirit in my belly compels me. Behold, my belly is like unvented wine. It is about to burst like a new wineskin. I must speak and find relief. I must open my lips and respond. Elihu compares his roiling emotions and tumultuous thoughts to young fermenting wine ready to burst through a corked bottle. But before he begins his discourse, addressing both the comforters and Eov himself, Elihu makes an introductory forewarning. Al na esapne ish, vel adam lo echane, ki lo yadati achane, kimat yisaeni osereni. I will be partial to no one, nor will I flatter any man, for I do not know how to flatter, or my maker would remove me in an instant. Consequently, Malbim, among other commentaries, views Elihu's ensuing soliloquy as an apt messenger of God's truth and a prelude to Hashem's revelation when he speaks to Eov out of the whirlwind. Thank you for learning with me.
Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Rachel Rochel Bat Aryeh Leib, and for Rachel Zeitlin, Rochel Bat Shlomo, Alehen HaShalom.